Glass changed as quickly as she could, trying to ignore the whispers that escaped through the door, stinging her skin like pinpricks. When Luke returned, Glass was dressed in a pair of loose gray pants that barely clung to her hips and a rough blue t-shirt that chafed her skin. Luke surveyed her critically. "Something's still off," he said. "You don't look like a prisoner, but you definitely don't look like a Waldenite." Glass began to smooth the sides of her wrinkled trousers self-consciously, wondering whether Luke preferred being with a girl who looked at home in these clothes. "It's not that," he said. "It's your hair. Girls don't wear it that long here." "Why?" she asked, realizing with a small measure of guilt that she'd never even noticed. Luke had turned and began rummaging through a small storage bin against the wall.
"Probably because it'd be too hard to take care of. We don't get the same water allotment on Walden that you do on Phoenix."
He turned around with a look of triumph on his face and produced an ancient-looking stained cap. Glass gave him a weak smile. "Thanks." She took the hat from Luke, their hands brushing, and placed it on her head.
"I don't think we're quite there yet," he said, surveying her with a frown.
He stepped toward her and removed the hat with one hand, and with his other, reached over her shoulder to gather her hair, gently twisting it into a knot on top of her head.
"There," he said in satisfaction, placing the cap on top.
The silence stretched between them. Slowly, Luke reached up and tucked a few stray strands behind Glass's ear. His rough fingers lingered on her neck, and he looked into her eyes, unblinking.
"Ready?"
Glass asked, breaking the spell as she stepped to the side.
"Yes, let's go."
Luke stepped back stiffly and led her out into the hallway.
There weren't as many circadian lights on Walden as there were on Phoenix, so although it was technically dawn, the corridors were mostly dark.
Glass couldn't tell where Luke was leading her, and she clenched her hands to keep herself from reaching for his. Finally, Luke stopped in front of the faint outline of a door. He dug into his pocket, producing something Glass couldn't see and holding it up to the scanner. The door beeped and slid open. Glass's insides twisted as she realized that wherever Luke took her, he'd leave a trail of logins and access codes. She couldn't bear to think what would happen when the council figured out that he'd helped an escaped criminal. But there was no other option. After she'd said one last goodbye to her mother, she'd wait for the guards to find her. She wouldn't try to see Luke again. She couldn't ask him to risk his safety for her, not after what she'd done. A faint light flickered wearily to life, casting a dirty, yellowish glow over machinery Glass didn't recognize.
"Where are we?"
she asked, her voice echoing strangely.
"One of the old workshops. This is where they used to repair the Earth-made equipment before it was all replaced. I came here for some of my training."
Glass started to ask why the guards would train here, but bit back the question.